selezioniamo le interviste realizzate e le riproponiamo per voi. Musicisti, innovatori, artisti, sportivi, operatori sociali. Raccontiamo la città che cambia. Un archivio unico a disposizione. Scelti da noi e messi in onda per voi. Unica Radio, B-Podcast.
Today we in Unica Radio we have Randa Ali, is an Egyptian filmmaker, writer and producer who works often explores tense of alienation and human need for connection in constantly shifting world. A graduate of UCLAS, prestigious MFA directing program, she has already made her mark with films like Mango, which premiered in the international competition of the 46th Clermont-Ferrand Festival, and currently developing her first feature films, Rock Paper Scissors. Randa continues to push creative boundaries while shedding light or universal emotion through a deeply personal lens. Well, welcome here to Randa Ali.
Thank you, Carlo.
So, Mango explores grief and estranged family relationships. What inspired is the story and how did you shape Nadia's journey?
I think there's a lot of elements that shaped the inspiration behind that film. The main thing was that over the past years, Cairo, the city where I'm from, have witnessed a lot of changings in its urban structure, urban aesthetics in the name of development that perhaps created this sense of alienation to how the city is transforming and how this on your relationship with it, and even, you know, the physical geography of the streets have changed a little bit. And it was just it came out of that idea of feeling like there were forces outside of you that were reshaping your memories, reshaping your relationship with place. And then it came, I came upon this archive of a stranger, of a man, one day. My friend brought me, we found like a lot of books that were being thrown away on the street. And when we opened it, we found that this man has went through a lot of work to archive where he bought the books, where he went, and he had letters and photographs. And there was a bit of sadness, the thought that he left a lot of traces, but other people did not feel like it was worth of preserving, and by other people, like family members. So it came this idea of discovering a man with what he leaves behind. And that came like the relationship between Nadia and her father, who was no longer there. And through his archive, through the traces that he leaves, she begins to understand a little bit why he left and his relationship with the place that he was in.
The mango tree serves as a powerful symbol of the film. Did you decide on this metaphor, and what role does it play in connection Nadia's to her father?
Yeah, it was also part of the inspiration of the film, because the time when I was writing, it was 2021, and so mangoes are they're a very important part of our summers. Like, there are no summers in Egypt without mangoes, and it's this thing that's like deeply ingrained in all your memories of the summer, of your childhood and later on. But that summer, due to like changes in climate and also like certain uses of like pesticides, the majority of the crop in the country was ruined. And it also felt like this other element of that threatens your relationship with spaces and time. And so the mango felt like an extension of this idea, these things that puts our roots into a place and how everything is threatened. Like even the sweet taste of mango is threatened.
Alienation and the desire for connection are recurring themes in your work. Did these ideas shape the narrative of mango, and particularly within the Egyptian cultural context?
I think for me, mango is about people, different people, perhaps more evident than others, because it's a short film, who are really in a moment of crisis or really uncomfortable and in the situation that they found themselves. And this idea of always being asked to deal with things that are enforced of you. You know, you're almost being deprived of the ability to choose. Like, for example, Nadia did not choose to go and empty her father's house. It was enforced on her and she didn't want to. Her father did not want to leave. He felt like he needed to leave because he could not deal with the situation at home. So in this sense, I feel like it really shapes us, the sense of even when you're making choices, you're not really making choices. Circumstances are always imposing something on you.
Mango has been recognized as a renowned festivals like Clermont Ferrand and also Cinema Ambiente. How have these accolades influenced your career and the film's reach?
It's been wonderful. It's been really wonderful to be screening Mango at such prestigious festival, but also I think, especially because a lot of them are short film festivals, it attracts a certain crowd and a certain community that really appreciates short film for their value as a standalone, not for a step to making a feature and so on. So it's been really fulfilling as like on a personal level, but also professionally. I think it's helping. I'm currently working on a feature film in development. So I think the nature of the industry, I think it helps to have gone to credible festivals when you're now pitching, when you're now trying to put another film into the world.
I was just close with these questions. You are developing your first feature film, Rock, Paper and Sea. Does it carry forward its tense explored in Mango, or does it represent a new creative direction?
No, it's both. It's very different, but it's also very similar. This is the first film that I work on that I did not write. I'm now a co-writer, but it's written by Minna Toher, who's also an Egyptian screenwriter. And the film explores, it's a coming-of-age film that explores girlhood in early 2000s Egypt, but it also deals with loss, and it also deals with a tense relationship of between a daughter and a father. So they're very, very similar, but the world is, there's more joy in that world. It's a world of teenagers and a world of a young girl discovering loss for the very first time.
Thank you, Randa, for sharing your insight. We talk with you today with Randa Ely.
Thank you so much, Carlo. It was a pleasure talking to you.
It's been a privilege to learn more about your creative process and the story behind Mango, and we look forward to seeing how your future project continue to captivate and inspire audiences in the world.
Noi selezioniamo le interviste e le riproponiamo per voi. Riascoltale su unicaradio.it o scaricale. Unica Radio. Portala sempre con te.